With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Students in Helena are hosting a town hall meeting at this hour to talk about solutions to gun violence. But their goal of having large, nonpartisan representation at the event doesn't look like it'll happen. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Leaders of the Helena Youth Against Gun Violence group say they've invited all 17 candidates in the primary race for the U.S. House and Senate to what they're calling a town hall for our lives. However, as of this morning, only 5 of the candidates, 2 Greens and 3 Democrats, have said they'll show up. Nathan Hartnett is a student at Capitol High School and one of the leaders of the group. Hartnett says he leans more conservative than other members of the group, and he's disappointed that no Republicans have scheduled to show up to the event. He says it's going to take a nonpartisan effort to bring meaningful change.
It feels kind of weird because they are our candidates. They are trying to run for this office, so they should be able to talk to every single one of their people that they're representing. But so we'd just love it if they would show up, but that's all we can hope for, I guess.
As of this morning, the list of candidates attending the event included Green Party candidates Doug Campbell and Steve Kelly, who are running for Montana's U.S. House and Senate seats, respectively. Democrats Grant Keir, Kathleen Williams, and John Meyer, who are competing in their party's primary for the U.S. House. Other Democrat and Libertarian candidates have written statements that'll be read at the event. Republicans were asked to provide statements as well, but none responded, according to the Helena Youth Against Gun Violence. The Town Hall for Our Lives event is expected to run from 5:30 to 7:30 this evening at the Helena Middle School Auditorium. The group expects to stream the event live on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.